worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Gospel of John, John chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there: Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the Twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." "We'll come too," they all said. So they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the beach, but the disciples couldn't see who he was. He called out, "Fellows, have you caught any fish?" "No," they replied. Then he said, "Throw out your net on the right side of the boat, and you'll get some." So they did, and they couldn't haul the net because there were so many fish in it. Then the disciple Jesus loved said to Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his tunic, for he had stripped for work, jumped into the water, and headed to shore. The others stayed with the boat and pulled the loaded net to the shore, for they were only about 100 yards from shore. When they got there, they found breakfast waiting for them, fish cooking over a charcoal fire and some bread. "Bring some of the fish you've just caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net to the shore. There were 153 large fish, and yet the net hadn't torn. "Now come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. None of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus served them the bread and the fish. This was the third time Jesus had appeared to his disciples since he had been raised from the dead. After breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied. "You know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said. "You know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Then feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were young, you were able to do as you liked. You dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and others will dress you and take you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to let him know by what kind of death he would glorify God. Then Jesus told him, "Follow me." Peter turned around and saw behind them the disciple Jesus loved, the one who had leaned over to Jesus during supper and asked, "Lord, who will betray you?" Peter asked Jesus, "What about him, Lord?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? As for you, follow me." So the rumor spread among the community of believers that this disciple wouldn't die. But that isn't what Jesus said at all. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" This disciple is the one who testifies to these events and has recorded them here. And we know that his account of these things is accurate. Jesus also did many other things. If they were all written down, I suppose the whole world could not contain the books that would be written. Verses 1 through 25, John chapter 21. Lord, we thank you once again for your word. Thank you for the power and the grace upon your word. Thank you for how that, amongst other things, your word is a book of prayer. When we talk to you in prayer, we talk with you and we listen to you. And thank you, Lord, for how that we can spend much time in prayer as we read and meditate in your word. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be believers who live a lifestyle of praying without ceasing. Teach us to do that and more teach us to live in a listening mode where we're always listening to your word and your spirit and ready to be hearers and faithful doers of your word as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Hey, love, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that we'd be listening even now, that we'd be listening for what you want to say today. And Father, I ask that those words wouldn't just be surface level, going into our ears and out in one ear and out the other, but that it'd be really deep and that we'd step into understanding of really getting to know you and getting to see deeper, more about your character. Father, I ask that you'd also grow us in faith, that we'd believe that you are good, that we'd step out into the unknown, and that we'd walk in obedience. Thank you so much, Father, for already speaking and being such a good teacher. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're blessed and honored to have as our in-studio guest once again, Evangelist Herdecine Gorey. Evangelist Herdecine, how are you today?
I'm doing well, and thank you for inviting me back again.
Always good to have you. And if you'll take a moment to further introduce yourself. Again, lots of our listeners will probably remember, but then there may be some who are new that don't know Evangelist Herdecine. So if you'll just reintroduce yourself and your ministry to them.
Each time that I come on, it expands, so so it might take a little time. But my name is Herdecine Gorey. I'm from Nelleton, Mississippi, and I'm with Night Watch Ministry out of Nelleton, Mississippi. And the first time I came on with you, I was working with Poster Board of Women's.
Right.
And it have carried me even farther now because there are so many who are hurting, even though if they're not poster boarded. Mm-hmm. So we deal with prayer, and we know that God always does amazing things through prayer. So the ministry is about prayer for the one that's broken, the one that's sick, the ones that feel as if they have no hope. And so mainly, this is what our covering is, prayer, and the manifestation of God's presence.
Amen. Amen. And we're blessed to have once again as our co-host today, Jade Holifield. Jade works here at AFA, and she's going to be more regular than she used to be with us on the broadcast from time to time. Jade, how are you today?
I'm blessed. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited about hearing Ms. Herdecine. It's been a while since I've
seen you. It has been some time.
I love you.
And I love you, too.
Well, always good to have you, Jade. And I'm going to ask you to reintroduce yourself to our listeners as well.
Yeah, so, oh my goodness, I'm a servant of the Lord. Been working here for a while, and I was reminiscing about this, Pastor Parker, how I started working here with my husband. I told him it was because of you. Years ago, it was about 8 or 9 years ago, you told me about AFA. But yeah, I'm here, and I'm thrilled to be here. I help coordinate many of our various events that we have. One of our bigger events is our conference that we have yearly, which we won't have this year, but we will have next year. So I'm just happy to be here.
All righty. Always good to have you as well. And I would mention, Evangelist Herdecine, you're an evangelist, pastor, and also an author of a number of different books as well. And so today we'll be touching on one of the topics of one of your numerous books. But we're looking today at the topic of a lifestyle of listening to God. And, you know, whether believers grasp this or not, it's critically important for us all to live a lifestyle where we're always listening to God. And, of course, two key ways where we listen is, of course, by the Word of God and the Spirit of God as well. Mm-hmm. But all of us are called to live a lifestyle of listening, though. So I'm going to ask first, Evangelist Herdecine, if you'll share thoughts that come to your mind in looking at such a topic as this.
A matter of fact, as I look back over my life, I started listening to God as a child, but I really didn't know it. Mm-hmm. And I tell people how I used to stand in the cotton field and plan my life standing on a hoe. Mm. And everything I planned for my life at that time turned out to be that way. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea I was really talking to God. I was just standing there, and I would just look up at the clouds because nature have always amazed me. Mm-hmm. And I would look up as the clouds would pass by, and I always would say when a cloud would go over the sun, that was my air conditioner. So anyway, I would stand there, and I would just be thinking, this is what I'm going to do at 18. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I want. I want to At 18, I finished high school. Then I go to college. And then I said, I'm going to be a nurse. But then I was frightened of blood, so I had to change that.
So I don't blame you. I don't have a strong stomach. I knew exactly. That was my calling.
Exactly. Yeah. So I had to change that. So I knew I was going to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. And everything I planned, I want a White House with a picket fence. I want four children. I want everything I planned standing there turned out to be just the way I planned it, even though I had four pregnancies, but I lost two children in miscarriages. So, but everything, like I said, everything, and I was listening to God, but I didn't realize I was talking to God. And so in a way, from that point, I would always hear things, but I thought it was just me thinking it. But it will always be the way I was thinking it. So I had no idea God was speaking to me at that time. And he would speak to me through so many, a butterfly or a flower just unfolding or a bee landing on the clothes and just watching it sway with the wind. All those things just fascinated me. So I would always wonder. I wandered over Abilene. And I would go, we had this place that was called the Lookout Mountain. They were high hills. And I would wander off, and I would just sit there, and I would just be in amazement over what I was seeing. But as I was saying, I didn't know I was hearing God, and I didn't know that he was speaking to me. And then as the years passed by, matter of fact, probably it's been about 25 years that I realized it was God speaking, not me thinking it. So that's how that started.
Well, I'm going to ask, would you take a moment to pray for listeners to really receive all the Lord wants them to receive as we look at this topic on the broadcast today?
Once again, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to help me to decrease in each one in here, to decrease so you can increase, so your spirit would have a way over this broadcast, that each person who will listen, Father, that the eyes of their understanding will be open so they can hear you and know they're hearing you, not that they're hearing themselves or hearing the enemy. And Father, this is what we are asking in your holy name, because you want to speak to each one of us, because we are so important to you, but and you tell us in your word we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you made us with listening ears. So Father, right now, have your way. Have your way. In your holy and precious name, Lord Jesus, I praise you right now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jade, I want to ask you the same question. When you look at the topic a lifestyle of listening to God, what comes to your mind?
I'm actually going to hit on with what Ms. Hurston, when she was just referring to about as a young child. I think that, I truly believe, actually, that it starts in our upbringing. What I mean by that, practicing knowing how to listen to the Lord, it starts by listening to your parents, especially when you have God-fearing parents. Man, I was raised old school, Mississippi, mama and daddy, you know, like discipline. And I'm so grateful for that. Because one thing I'm observing in today's society, not many parents discipline. And, you know, I like keeping it 100. I thought all black parents discipline. I'm black. And all black parents don't discipline. I really did. I was like, okay. So a lot of it's across the board, but that is where you cultivate a child to humble themselves, to pay attention. And I know that that's where it started. And so as I got older, I got saved when I was 8. And I genuinely know I was saved because I had a desire to honor the Lord. I wanted to, I wanted him. And as I got older, I realized I wasn't saved just because my parents took me to church. It was a personal relationship. But listening to the Lord, it truly happens the more you get into the Word, which we'll hit on that some more after this break. Thanks a lot, Isaac.
Right. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest is Evangelist Hurtasine Gori of Night Watch Ministries and our co-host, Jade Holofield, here at AFR. We'll be right back. Music from Commissioned with Secret Place. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. As we begin this segment, I want to start off by sharing from the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, beginning at verse 38. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed them into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." Verses 32 to 42, Luke chapter 10. Lord, thank you again for your word, and thank you for the opportunity for us to listen to you clearly and powerfully every day of our lives as we simply open your word and read. Lord, I thank you for the fact that you will take as much time with us talking to us as we will take to listen. And Lord, you told us in your word to pray without ceasing. Teach us more and more how to do that. And help us to know that, amongst other things, time in your word is part of our time in prayer, that is, communing with you. Help us to make our time in your word the high priority you would have us to make it. And help us to make time in prayer, interceding with you and talking with you and listening, a high priority as you would have it to be in our lives as well. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Evangelist Herdasine Gori of Night Watch Ministries, and also our co-host today, Jade Holifield, here at AFR. And we're looking at the topic, a lifestyle of listening to God. And Evangelist Herdasine, I wanted you to share a little bit about your book. Now, help me with the exact title. Is it Morning Birdsong?
Morning Birdsong.
Morning Birdsong. Okay, that's your most recent book, is that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay, then. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask if you'll take a moment to share about the message and the mission behind that book, as well as why you chose to name it Morning Birdsong as well.
Well, listening to the song Still in the Wave of God, which is, this is what I had to do over the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
to steal away to God. Because with my husband's sickness, and he's not here right now, but with his sickness, it comes a time that you just have to have that personal time with God.
Mm-hmm.
So my porch was my sanctuary at that particular time. And so I was still away with God, so I just could have that peace, to have that joy. And then I'm thinking about, I think it's John chapter 16, verse 22, I believe, what Jesus said, told his disciples not to let anything steal their joy.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn to keep my joy, keep my peace, and still deal with everything I was dealing with my husband. So I would get up early in the morning. Matter of fact, I would wake up like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I would just hear the birds singing. Mm-hmm. And with those songs, and it's so amazing how God brings things
mm-hmm.
when we need it the most. Now, mm-hmm. I had never even really noticed the birds singing at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But they will be singing, and it seems as if it was just like Zechariah said, he was just running me down to sing over me with his peace and love.
Mm-hmm.
And so that came at that particular time. And so I would get up early, like 5 o'clock, and I would go outside. And I would sit on my porch, and I would just watch the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
And the birds, they do unusual things, different things in the morning that they do in the midday and in the afternoon. And so I would sit in the morning, and I would watch as they were commune with each other and how they would deal with the flowers. And it was just a different way in the early in the morning. And I would sit there and I would hear the Holy Spirit singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hear him singing through the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And I would hear him singing through the wind. And then I have Corinthian bells on my porch. Mm-hmm. And I would just hear the music just all around me, just singing.
Yeah.
And then I would hear him speaking, and I would start writing. And I would just write down what he would tell me, and it's if I could hear what the birds were singing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his way of peace. And then about 8 o'clock, I would go back in the house. About that time, my husband would be up, and I would prepare a meal. But I had that time, that special, where I had to steal away in his presence. And that's how it came about, just listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And I wonder how many different bird songs there are in the world.
Oh, my God.
A lot.
A lot. And each one has a different tune.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's so amazing how you look at it. And it's, each bird has that personality of a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to look at hummingbirds, but a hummingbird is a promiscuous bird. It's just going in and one. And you look at them, and you look at the birds, and you hear them cooing like the mourning dove. It coos to its mate, and it's with that mate for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you look at the cardinal, and each one has a different song, and they do different things, just like the cardinal will go and get a seed and crack it open. Mm-hmm. But his wife to eat and the family to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just look and see how God was using creation to bring us comfort.
Ooh.
And everything is around us.
Yeah.
It's around us that gives us that peace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Morning Bird Song, Daily Word from Heaven came.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say this? Like,
yes,
even just listening to you talk, Miss Hurston, I'm over here like, man, I just feel so relaxed. Like, your descriptions are impeccable. Like, it's on point. How can people, like, I want a book. How can we order a book?
Well, you can order it on Amazon.
Okay.
And Learning in other places, Barnes & Noble, in other places that you can get a book online.
I love that. I love that. And what another thing that's standing out to me is how you take the time to shut yourself off from the world. Because there are so many distractions. We have cell phones, social media, and there's nothing wrong with those things. But when it overtakes us, it can prevent us from hearing from the Lord.
Oh, of course. And the thing about it, we're so busy listening to what the news is saying, and it steals your joy.
Yes, ma'am.
And then when you look at what Jesus said, and he keeps saying, my joy, I give you my joy, I give you my joy. And if the Bible tells us 400 times about joy, we need to know how important it is.
Yes, ma'am.
And no matter what we are going through, that joy and that peace is there because he's our comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And during the last stages, before my husband passed, the Holy Spirit kept saying, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. And so that was the trust factor because I have learned to hear his voice. And I know his voice from me thinking it. I know his voice. And so trust me. And everything around us, even the clouds, everything he just speaks through. If we will only just take that time to just sit and listen to what he's saying, because he speaks through everything.
Would you take time now specifically to pray for believers to grow in the understanding of why that's important and the need to make it a priority to go apart every day with the Lord?
Only you, Holy Spirit, can comfort us when we think the storms of life are just raging. You're the one who comfort us, Lord, and you want so much for each one of us to just draw nearer and nearer to you so we can hear your voice and feel you breathing over us, Lord. And right now, for anyone who's listening who just need just a word of comfort, a word of joy, Father, right now, breathe on them, Lord Jesus, so they will know you died on the cross joyfully so we would have joy.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, cover each one in your special way. You know exactly how to touch each individual. So touch each one in your special way. In your holy name, I praise you, Jesus, because you're so wonderful and you're so loving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac, did you want to share something?
Yeah, I just wanted to continue with everything that you're just saying. The Bible says that, like, nobody has an excuse to not believe because all of creation testifies to the Creator.
Mm.
And the creation is so beautiful because, like, look at all the life that's in it. And I spent about 2 months on a mission trip on the Appalachian Trail. And everybody that I met there that had been there for, like, an extended period of time, they all believed in God.
Mm.
Now, it wasn't the... Not all of them knew exactly what to think of God, but they were all living out in nature, basically, for mm-hmm. 3, 5 months, 2 months. You know, they were all out there for such a long time. Mm-hmm. And just seeing the clouds, seeing the birds, hiking on the trails, getting your own water, they were like, how can God not exist?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know,
Exactly.
Isaac, that's so powerful and simple all at the same time, because just as you very powerfully pointed out, everything points to God.
Yes.
Absolutely everything, you know, yeah. in nature.
And it creates such a great place just to sit still. Even Jesus went to gardens to pray. Mm-hmm. He went out to the mountainsides, to the mountaintops. He went to the gardens, and that's where he communed. He had to get away from what man made mm-hmm. and all of man's busy things to go spend time intimately with the Father.
Exactly. Amen. Exactly. Amen. And just like Psalms 19 tells us, that the heavens declares his glory.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
And there's the stars out there, they don't even speak, but they still speak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everything. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, how can you not know that it's a Savior? Because he's the Creator.
Yeah.
Who could do these wonderful things?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Jay, did you have something you wanted to
do? I'm just soaking this in. If anything, I'm also thinking, I need to go to the park more. Like. Mm-hmm. But it's so true. We are without excuse. And I love the Lord. He is so majestic in his mm-hmm. creation. And what you're doing, like I said, you're really good at descriptions. Like I'm serious. I'm ordering the book today. What you're doing for me, and I hope other listeners that's tuning in, is cultivating a desire to want to be intentional of thinking eternal, of seeing God in every aspect of our life. Mm-hmm. Because he is amongst us at all times. And like we've all been seeing, we can get so busy that we miss him mm-hmm. where he's like, I'm right here. Mm-hmm. I'm right there when you're pouring mm-hmm. your coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm right there when you're fixing your car, when you're in your garden. I'm right there. Talk to me.
Exactly. And that's all he's asking. And then sometimes he just wants you just to be quiet and just listen to me.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Just listen. Mm-hmm. And he speaks, you know, when the wind blows, you can... Especially in the springtime, my yard now is just covered with white bloom from my breakfast pear. Mm-hmm. But he's speaking through that because you just can watch the blossoms when the wind blows through it, and they just easily tumbling like they are dancing in midair, and then they just easily lie down on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, this is what he wants. Come unto me,
yeah.
ye who are weary, and he'll give us... Rest, he will comfort us. And I just look at the blossom just dancing in the wind. And mm-hmm. then it just gently
yes.
lay down.
Can I say that key yeah. part, what you just yeah. said, is, but you got to come to him.
Mm-hmm.
People
exactly.
are wanting God, but God is like, I'm waiting on you, boo.
Exactly.
I'm waiting on you.
Exactly.
Because people, it's like, and I think as we live in a microwave world, and people want that quick instantaneous, mm-hmm. I want God to do all the work. And the Lord is like, hey, I need you to step out the mm-hmm. boat. I need you to be like Peter. And people give Peter a hard time, but I commend Peter. He at least stepped out.
You better
believe walking
it.
Towards the Lord.
Everyone else stayed in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yes, ma'am.
So yes.
Absolutely.
So it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, again, a reminder that obviously God speaks powerfully to us through his word. He speaks by his Holy Spirit, but he speaks wonderfully and mightily through nature in so many good ways.
Yeah.
As has been alluded to a number of times from different ones of you. And it's good for us to know that, like, again, everything points back to the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And even when we look at people, it's important that don't get caught up in celebrities and their gifts and skills. Look at the God who made them, you know.
Exactly.
Even we think of, for example, athletes in the Super Bowl. You know, people are kind of caught up in their athleticism and their gifts and strengths. Think of the God who gave them that. And they may hone and sharpen them, but it's God who gave them all the skills, all the gifts, all the strengths that they have. So, Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you are God that generously pours your grace and mercy upon us and in our world in so many ways. Help us to remember that all good things come from you. All good gifts come from you, and help us to always look to you and thank you for them and praise you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking today at the topic, A Lifestyle of Listening to God. We'll be right back. Of Amanda Lindsay Cook with Still. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guests today are evangelist Hurtasine Ghori of Night Watch Ministries, and our co-host today is Jade Holyfield. Jade, I'm going to ask, would you pray specifically for believers to grow in their prayer life, their meditation, worship, and life of listening to the Holy Spirit? Would you pray that they'll grow up in seeing the need to run after these as they follow the Lord?
I would love to. Amen. Good morning, Father God. It's always a joy to come to you boldly to your throne of grace. And it's all because of what Christ did on the cross. He gave us access to you. Lord, I lift up every listener, including myself and all of us that's in this studio, up before you. And I ask that you would give us a hunger and thirst for righteousness. You told us in your word, you tell us in Matthew 5 that when we hunger and thirst, that you will fill us up. Give us a desire to get into your word, Lord. Help us to push through the flesh and to not glorify this flesh by just going along with what it wants to do, but give us that urgency, Lord, to pursue you, to come to you, to talk to you in our cars, in our home, when we're in the shower, when we're in the grocery store. We can talk to you 24/7, Lord. Help us to be intentional with that, God. Help us to be intentional of spending time in your word, Lord. Convict us of picking up the phone more than your word, Lord God, and give us a desire, Lord, to make you our number one priority. Show us, Lord, help us to truly live out when we say, I need you. Help us to live that out, God. Father, we love you so much, Lord God, but I know that the love we have for you is nothing compared to the love that you have for us. You see us valuable, God. Lord, help us, Lord, to know that faith comes by hearing the word of God, and that the more word we put in, the more we'll know your promptings, the know we'll know your voice, Lord God. But we got to do our part, Lord, not just ask that you would stir within us a desire to get into your word daily, Lord God, and to let us know, Lord, that your word is truly active and sharper than any two-edged sword. May you be glorified in our lives, Lord. Help us, Lord, today to live as unto you and not unto man. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jade. Man, just heard a saying, would you share with our listeners the titles of your book and, of course, the only one that is yet in print, of course, is the last one, but share the titles as well.
Well, the first book that I wrote was My Daily Adventures with God. That was my 33-day healing, walking with God. And that's when he started speaking to me through nature. And then the next one is Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural.
Okay.
That one came when my first trip to Israel.
Okay.
And I came back a new person from the visitation of Jesus Christ. And the last one is Morning Bird Song, Daily Word from Heaven.
Now tell them again how to get Morning Bird Song.
You can get it on Amazon, Books Noble, Book of Noble. That's not how you say it.
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble.
Yes, Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble. Any place you can get a book online.
Okay, okay. Now, which book had the story about Frisky the dog?
My Daily Adventure and Beyond the Clouds, Walking in the Supernatural.
Can you briefly share that story?
Well, Frisky was a dog that just came to my house. Just came to my house, and one morning I was in the bathroom, and I looked out the window because during that time with my Daily Adventure with God, every morning when I would go to the bathroom, I would just look out and ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want to show me today? So I looked down, and this little dog was under my window, and I said, get away from here. And the little dog ran screaming and screaming and screaming. And then I said, oh, Lord, what is in me that scared this little dog so? So I went in my bedroom, and the little dog was under my window just jumping up because it heard me in my bedroom, just jumping up. And I went to my porch and sat in the chair, and the little dog came to my feet and it wouldn't move. So anyway, and my grandson said, Grandmama, you should keep him. It was a she, though. And I said, ask your granddaddy, because I knew that he was going to say no. He said, granddaddy, can we keep this dog? And my husband said, yes. But anyway, that dog was so gentle, so gentle. And every place, my sister's house is behind mine's. And every night it would disappear. It would just disappear. And one morning when we were going walking, I noticed it was at my sister's house. My sister was having many strokes. And that Frisky would lay under her window every night. And wherever my sister would go, she would follow my sister.
Wow.
No matter where, she would follow my sister. And so she would just know she wouldn't stay in the house. She would have to go out no matter the weather. And she would be, or matter of fact, would lay under my sister's window where she slept. And that was Frisky.
Frisky.
And your sister got close to Frisky.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She built Frisky a special house, a special house. So one day she told me, she said, come and look at Frisky's house. I built her a house. And I went. It was a cardboard box that was falling over, but that was special because with the condition she was in, and we really didn't know it. But Frisky accepted that falling over house, and wherever my sister would go, she would be right at my sister's feet. She would walk right behind her.
So somewhere or another, the Lord used Frisky to minister to and bless your sister.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love that.
Exactly.
That's a powerful. I appreciate you sharing that. And just like, I always enjoy hearing about Frisky. So.
And just like Isaac say, how can we not believe there's a God?
Amen.
And a creator. Amen.
Right. That's right. I want to share a portion of an article. I want to get you all's reaction. Our time is almost gone, but we're going to want to share this. But it's entitled, Jesus, Prayer, and Dr. George Washington Carver. Mark 1:35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. And of course, Mark 1:35 is referring to the prayer life of our Lord Jesus Christ. Very much of what Jesus did in his life, believers can do as well. Jesus modeled beautifully the life of every believer, a lifestyle that every believer can live in so many ways. One area of our life that Christ modeled was his prayer life. And if Jesus made it a high priority to pray every day, we too need to make it a daily, make daily prayer a high priority. The Word of God tells us, pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We should live our lives as a running conversation with God. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, don't worry about anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, Philippians 4, 6, and 7. When we work, we work. When we pray, God works. Always remember, God can do everything we can do so much better. And there's no such thing as praying too much. Psalm 119, verse 18 says, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. That's a good prayer to pray just before you spend time reading God's word every single day. Every husband and wife should try to pray together every day. All parents should strive to pray daily with their children. Also, parents, teach and guide your children to pray every day for you and for their brothers and sisters as well. Dr. George Washington Carver was a great man of prayer. He was a well-known scientist who was born a slave. He was credited with helping to save the agriculture of the South. And he's a great example of a believer who listened and communed with God. And he is a great example of a believer who followed and applied God's wisdom in his life. Dr. George Washington Carver would rise up early every day and sit before the Lord, who he called Mr. Creator. There with the Lord, Dr. Carver learned secrets that bless the world. See Jeremiah 33:3. From the book, The Man Who Talks with the Flowers by Glenn Clark, Dr. George Washington Carver stated this quote, There's literally nothing that I ever wanted to do that I asked the blessed Creator to help me to do that I've not been able to accomplish. It's all very simple if one knows how to talk with the Creator. It's simply seeking the Lord and finding Him. All my life I've risen regularly at 4 o'clock and have gone into the woods and talked with God. There He gives me my orders for the day. When people are still asleep, I hear God best and I learn my plan. After my morning's talk with God, I go into my laboratory and begin to carry out His wishes for the day. Make it your goal to saturate your life and your family and the concerns of your life with prayer. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, the story of Hannah has many powerful life lessons about prayer and going to God in prayer with the desires of your hearts. The gift of prayer, that is the privilege to talk with our Heavenly Father, is a precious gift from God. It's one of the most valuable gifts in all of life. Let's use the precious gift we have in prayer daily, wisely, continually. When you were young and it was cold outside, with a blanket I covered you with care. Now that you are older and the world is much colder, I now cover you with a blanket of prayer. Author unknown. And remember, there's no such thing as praying too much. Again, the title of that article, Jesus, Prayer, and Dr. George Washington Carver. We have about 60 seconds left. Any thoughts that come to mind, Evangelist Hurtison, you'd like to share about that?
Look at the time he went out, 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Before everything got busy, mm-hmm. before everyone got up, it was just he and God. Mm-hmm. And God gave him the secrets. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does when we spend that time with him.
Listening to him one-on-one with our exactly. Heavenly Father.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen.
Early in the morning. I like that.
Jade, any word in the last few seconds you want to share?
No, if anything, I'm pondering because sometimes I've spent time like before bed and it's mm-hmm. not good, but times I spend time in the word in the mornings, my day is far more productive and I'm more in tune with the Lord. So exactly. I do believe that's mm-hmm. that's distinctive.
Before the phones start ringing.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. I want to thank you all so much for being with us today.
This
Amen.
Is good.
And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never, ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and have come to give your life to Christ, today is a wonderful day to give your life to Christ and be saved and receive eternal life. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, simply pray this prayer with me even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. That you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us
Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We're definitely wanting to share with you some literature and resource material that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch with us. Again, joseph@afr.net. We'd like to be in touch with you. Hope to hear from you. Thank you all again, Evangelist Hurd, this evening for being with us once again.
Thank you for inviting me back.
And if someone wants to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
At 662-963-3805.
All right. Okay. Jade, always good to have you with us. Thanks for being with us today.
I've enjoyed this. I was blessed.
Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.